The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Last Amud in Seder Moed, which we've been learning now for a few years. And to cap off Seder Moed, we have a very inspiring Gemara over here. There's two Mamorim which seem similar to each other. Amar Avavu, Amar Abelaza. Tamd Chochum ein or shel Gehenim sheletes bohen. Tamd Chochum, the or of Gehenim is not shelet. The Gemara brings a kavachem in salamandra. Salamandra sounds like a salamander. It's not exactly that. If you ever try to put a salamander in a fire, there's a creature called a salamandra. She told us age is not shelet in him. Tamd Chochum, why? Because his body is created by Esh. It's some type of product. We don't know exactly what that means scientifically. It's some type of product of Esh. Mel ein Esh shoylet boy. Talmud Chochom shekol guf on Esh. Tichsiv aloi koi dvorai ke Esh num Hashem. Divrei Torah compared to Esh. The point of the Gemara is that a Talmud Chochom is not somebody who knows Torah. Talmud Chochom is somebody who's saturated with Torah. That becomes the reality, the ear that he breathes. That becomes his physical reality. In that sense, Esh is not shalit in him. Esh of Gehenim can't be shalit in somebody whose whole mitzius is Esh of Divrei Torah. Then the Gemara says another memra, Amar Resh Lakish, Ein or shel Gehenim shaletes b'poshi Yisro. Sounds like Resh Lakish argues. Resh Lakish is saying, extending this idea that or shel Gehenim is not shalit, not only Tamid Chachom, even b'poshi Yisro, even in Yidin that are not Shemit Torah mitzvahs. Kavachomim im Mizbeach Azov. Ma Mizbeach Azov, she'en alov ele ko'ivi din Azov. Kama shonim, ene or shalet this boy. The Mizbeach was not damaged by the or that was on the Mizbeach. Poishi Yisrael, again, Poishi Yisrael, Mustama doesn't mean somebody who's living as a goy. It means Poishi Yisrael, somebody who has his full share of Averis. Because the Gemara says, Shemalein mitzis kerimoin. The chsiv kepelacho rimoin rakosech, altike rakosech ele rekonin sheboch. As an aside, Rav David Pravatsky, the Rishiva Panovich, asked, why is a person called Reik if he's Malay and it's his Kerimoin? He said, as a sharp word, so if you open up a Rimoin, you open up a pomegranate, you'll see the seeds are not orderly. So it's the difference, a Yid, who's Reikon, we're not talking about somebody who doesn't do, somebody who lives as a Goy. We're talking about somebody who gets up in the morning, goes to Davening, Tals, Tvilin, Brochus, Krishma, Bechsamozin, but his life doesn't have a tzura. His life is not orderly in the sense that he's focused on his avodah. He chaps mitzvahs here and there. He's poishi Yisrael because he falls through the cracks. He might be full of mitzvahs. Every place he goes, he chaps mitzvahs. He mumbles a bracha, but not that his life is a hemshech. A sula mutzav arts v'reshim v'gir shemayma, where there's a hemshech to what he's doing. He has a derech in avodah. So that's called rekon shevoch, sharp word. So the Gemara says, rekon shevoch alachas kama v'kama, that the Esh of Gehenim is not Shalit. It would sound like Resh Lakish is actually arguing on Rav Avo, on Rav Loza. He says that only Tamid Chacham ain't Esh of Gehenim Shalit boy, and he says that even B'Poshe Yisrael ain't Esh of Gehenim Shalit is boy. Says Rav Yoshev in his Oros over here, Rav Yoshev Zatzal says that we're talking about two different Esh of Gehenim. The Esh of Gehenim that the first member is talking about is the Or Shel Milo. The Or, even in Gehenim, the same way there is in Gan Eden, that way there's an Or Lamalo or Lamato. Whatever that means, there's a more penetrating Or Shel Gehenim, there's a lesser, more partial Or Shel Gehenim, and there's one which is yes Shailit on Rishoyim, on Poshi Yisrael, and there's one which is not Shailit on Poshi Yisrael. Tamil Chochum, even the Or Lamalo, even the stronger, more demanding Or Shel Gehenim is not shalit on Gufan Shel Tamid Chacham. Now the whole idea over here that Tamid Chacham Gufay Kodosh, that Tamid Chacham he himself, it's not just that he learns Divrei Torah, but that his Guf, his whole reality becomes a Guf Kodosh, is explained by Richus in Beis Halevi in Drush Yud Ches. The Beis Halevi explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Asina with the Luchos, it says that the Luchos were Chorus, the Luchos was Cherus, the Luchos carried Moshe, or Noises Noisov, and then Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchos, and then Miso,
came back to Klal Yisrael, the Luchos Shniyos were already not on the par of the Luchos Rishonos. The Beis Halevi has a whole drush where the Luchos Shniyos are shaykh to the Madrega of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is Torah Mitzav HaNoisim. It's Torah in its most purest, pristine form, the way it was given by the Rabban Shalom. Torah Shebal Peh is Torah given on the level on which a person who is not on the highest Madrega could receive. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Mesor de Yeshua. Every door, Torah was given over on the Madrega, which the next door had the Klei Kibbutz to receive. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is Torah which has no Shaychis to us in terms of Mekablam. The Cheto Egel created a period between the Torah, the way it was given, the Maimon Har Sinai, and the Madrego, what we call Yeridus HaDoris, where there's a natural descent of Doris, and we don't have any more the Kelim to Mekabel each door, the Torah that was there, but the door before. See, he says that the Talmud Chochem, who's Oisik in Torah Shebal Peh, so to speak, the same way in the Sefer Torah, there's the Klaf, and there's the words of Torah. What is the essence of Torah? The words, of course, the words of Torah. But in order for Torah to exist, it has to be written, the words of Torah, in order to have Kedusha, have to be written on Klaf. What's Klaf? Animal skin. Animal skin is not a Dovah Kodesh Kishul Atzmai. But when it's created Lishma, and when the letters of Torah are written on it, Lishma, it's turned, it's a Dovah Gashmi. The letters of Torah itself are a Dovah Ruchni, a pure, unlettered Ruchni. Masha'enkin, the Klaf itself is a Dovah Gashmi. That a skin of an animal can be turned with the proper Hashko, the proper investment, into a Dovah Shel Kedusha, that is the Chiddush of the Klaf. Says the Beis HaLevi, that the letters of Torah, says when Moshe Rabbeinu threw down the luchos, the oisios were pareach me'al gabov. Those letters are inscribed for all time, Torah Shebal Peh, on the heart and soul of each Talmid Chacham. Person who is an omel b'Torah, kol echad l'fi madrigosoi, has the letters of Torah that flew up from the luchos are inscribed on his mitzius. His guf becomes a davar shel kedusha. His guf becomes a cheftish of kedusha, like the klaf of the Sefer Torah, which has the same kedusha as the oisios of the Sefer Torah itself. On that level, we understand that when we talk about ein eish letters by the Talmud Chochem, it's because the klaf of the Sefer Torah turns into the letters. The guf of the Talmud Chochem, if he's saturated with amolah shel Torah, becomes a davar ruchni gehenim. What do you mean when we talk about eish? We're talking about something that's 200 degrees hot, 400 degrees, 1,000 degrees hot. We're talking about something. Eish is a koyach of destruction because it's something that eats up a davar ruchni. Ein eish gehenim sheletes boy, because he himself is energy itself. He's energy of the Torah. The energy, the negative energy, which is created by gehenim, by tumah, by averis, can't destroy him. He's an energy source himself. Gufoy eishu. We're talking about the guf. Poishi Yisrael don't have that milo. Poishi Yisrael, even if they've been oisik in mitzvahs, like we said before, a person could chap mitzvahs, but when he's not saturated with mitzvahs, his whole life is not a succession of growing, of aliyah, of a steady aliyah ruchnis, he chaps mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, listen, malay mitzvahs kerimoin, his guf is not a dovah shel kedusha. His neshama has with it, Mitzvah Hashem, every year takes with him whatever he accomplished in this world. Every mitzvah counts, and every mitzvah is valuable, and every mitzvah is netzach netzachim. Every word of Torah is netzach netzachim. But if it does not become a lifestyle, if it does not become that aliyah b'Torah, aliyah b'avoido, aliyah b'midois, aliyah b'kedusha, aliyah b'madregois, does not become the way of life of a person, then the eish could be shalit on the guf, on the klaf. Can't be shared on the oisius. The mitzvahs that he did are the davar nitzchi. But the chitzonius sheboy is still a davar gashmi. On that it could be shared. So that's the chiluk between the two mamor. Now we have a gemara by us, also on Kav Zayin. The gemara says that Shulchanu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulchanu shel Adam, Rish Lakish Rav Yechon, the top of the Alam Dami, Travayu Bizman Shebe Samigdash Kayim, Mizbeach mechaper al Odom. Achshav shulchan shel Odom mechaper olov. It used to be that a person needed the mizbeach. A person would go to the Beis Hamikdash, The Mizbech would be Mechaper. Shulchonoi Shal Odam Mechaper. What does it mean, Shulchonoi Shal Odam? Rashi says it means Achnosis Orchim. Is that a substitute for the Beis HaMikdosh? Does it mean today we don't need the Beis HaMikdosh? We have a Gemara in Tainis Dav Chov Zayin that says, Bizman Hazeh, the Tilois are Mechaper. How do we stem the two Gemaras? The Gemara Be'el says that the Shulchon is Mechaper Achnosis Orchim, that a person's house is a place of mitzvahs, that's what's Mechaper. Or is it Tvilas? The Teretz is similar to what we're saying with the two Chalokim of a person in terms of the Eshel Gehenna. There's the chitzonis of a person, which is the gashmis of a person, that's more susceptible to chet, that needs more atikun, that's more susceptible to eishal ganim. And then there's the pnimis, the inner essence of every yid, which is untouched by the fire of Gehenim. Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was given a choice: either his children could go to Mitzrayim for 400 years, or if he didn't want to go to Golos, then his children would not be free of Gehenna. Gemara says that Avraham Avinu accepted the choice of his children going to Golos, and with that his children don't go to Gehenna. Is that true that a Yid doesn't go to Gehenna? What it means is that the inner essence of a Yid, the Pintel Yid inside, the Elikai Neshomesh Nasati V'Tohiribi, that inner essence of a Yid is Tohor, 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 it doesn't matter, Basheu Shom, every Yid. That cannot be touched. Avraham Avinu guarded that Pach Hashem inside from any hezek. A goy is kulei chitzonis. A yid is an inner essence which shines forth. Sometimes it shines easier to see than to shine. Sometimes it's harder. It depends how much layers of chitzonis cover up. But the pnimius of a yid cannot be harmed by the koyches atum of the world. So in that vein, the tefillos that a mechaper refer to the pnimius, the heart, the lev of a yid. That's what's mechaper on the pnimius. But the karbonos, which were mechaper also the chitzonis, the carbon wasn't only an inner dveikus b'Hashem, but the carbon was also a physical reality. The Rabban says that the carbon created a physical reality of dveikus b'Hashem. The guf of the animal went up in smoke, isha reach nichoyach l'Hashem. That created the dynamic by which a yid would have the tahara chal, the kapara would be chal also a gufoy. That the person could only do today with chesed. When a person makes his physical matzias, his house, his home, his comfort zone into a mokum of kedusha, what he's done is he's taken his physical reality, the chitzonius that he has. Pnimius always stays intact. But even the chitzonius, which is susceptible to the world around us, susceptible to the elam achitzon, susceptible to the forces of tumah in the world around us, even that becomes given over to the Rebbeinu Shem, that also becomes a source of kedusha. And then again, that's the then and for kavachoyim, if a person is oisik in Torah, if a person has a inner fire which is connected, which is he's davuk b'Torah, he's zoiche to be this talmud chacham ein orshel ganim shel letzes b'ham, because there is no chitzonis, he's kuloy eish, he's kuloy pnimius, he's kuloy dveikus b'Hashem. There is no koyach of achiza. We're finishing up saying the moedim yetz Hashem, the celebration of Yom Tov is also on two planes. There's a Yom Tov, we go through the motions, we clean our houses, we scrub for Pesach, we go out, we build the sukkah, we buy the most beautiful lulav and esrog, and we do it willingly. Baruch Hashem, we give everything we have, we give our all to the Rebbeinu Shleilu. We stay up all night and learn Shavuos. But the pnimius of the Yom Tov, the Har Hashem Yeroah, the being dovuk, ruchi baschem lefnei amokim, dveikus b'Hashem, that a Yom Tov is supposed to give us, is supposed to connect us with, is supposed to inspire in us, is an inner process. And if we don't invest in that, it doesn't happen. Like everything else, if you don't invest, you don't get a return. If we invest in the chitzonis of a Yom Tov, then that's what we have. And Baruch Hashem for that, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael, Kedoshim, all you can prepare for Yom Tov, and we all scrub, we all polish, we all work hard, we all invest a lot of keiches aguf and keiches anefesh, and money into making a Yom Tov beautiful. But what we really should be aiming for in the experience of the Yom Tov of the Sechus Chagig, of being Bahar Hashem, of connecting with the Rebbeinu Shem, of being Dovak Hashem, is we should inspire ourselves that a Yom Tov should be a Moyed, a Yom Tov should be a Mokim, a Beis Vad to Mitrefzich with the Rebbeinu Shem, should be a Mokim that we meet up, that we're connected in a real and intimate way with the Rebbeinu Shem. Rebbeinu Shem should give us the prayer. to continue to learn his Halakha Torah. We have Seder Noshim coming up. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, the next daf. And we'll just connect the end of Chagiga to the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Yevamos. The Mishnah Yevamos starts, Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitris Tzoroseim. There are 15 arayas that are discussed in Maseches Yevamos that are mafkiyah mitzvus yibum. 15 is a number that's not insignificant, legabi chagiga. The 15 steps that went up, the Shir HaMalos, there are 15 kapitlach that start Shir HaMalos from kapitel Kuf Chof to kapitel Kuf Lamedal. Those are the kapitlach tilim that was said by the Simchas Beis Sheva, connected the 15 steps that were in the Beis HaMikdash, the 15 amois that led from the Azora into the Kodesh. The Mitzad HaKdusha, there are those, the Shem Hashem, Yud K is also the Gematria 15. There's the Tzadak Dusha. There's the Tzadak Tumah of Arayis, which also takes a person away from his connection with the Rebbein Shalom. Our Yom Tovim should bring us through those Madregas, and that's why by the Pesach Seder, Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz are 15. There are 15 steps, there are 15 stages from our journey from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai. It's also 15. And the Rebbein Shalom should lead us on this 15-step journey into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we become one with the Rebbein Shalom. Ruchi Baskim, we should feel that chibal of Ne'amokim, of being Isaac in his Torah, of being Dovik in his Rotzin, of having his will permeate every bit of our Ramach Evorim V'Shasagidim, and we should continue to learn his Halakha Torah, Gezunt Ha'et, and say the Noshim, Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.